Orphan Lamb by Anne Purser.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Because of Harry. Chapter 1. It could kill his father, said Olive Bates, staring blankly out of the window of Round Ringford Post Office and General Stores. A small, worn-looking woman with short grey hair and stubby-fingered hands, roughened by years of work on the family farm, Olive Bates had come into the shop ostensibly for a jar of instant coffee, but actually because she needed someone to talk to. And Peggy Palmer, postmistress and storekeeper, was likely to be a sympathetic ear. "But does your Robert really mean to move?" said Peggy. "After all, he and Mandy have lived in Bridge Cottage for such a short time, and you'd worked so hard to get it nice for them when they came back from the honeymoon." "Not that you'd get me living there, however nice Olive had got it," thought Peggy. Robert was Olive Bates's only son, and lived with his very new wife Mandy, a young hairdresser from town, at the old house built on low-lying land near the narrow stone bridge, over the River Ringle. Its nearest neighbours were the quiet folk in the graveyard, and a cantankerous old woman living in the hall lodge. Peggy Palmer, small, plump and quick-moving, ran the village shop on her own, fighting a constant battle against her bank balance. As she totaled up takings at the end of each month, she still had doubts about her decision to carry on alone after the death of her husband Frank in a road accident, only 1 year after they had left a lifetime's town dwelling and taken...